Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Yes, he does. Wow, it's been a while. We have been on such a wonderful wild ride all over Europe, all over the United Kingdom. We've been looking to see what's going on in the field of aging, and I can tell you that you guys are traveling, you guys are having fun, and you guys are into sports. This is Adrienne Berg, this is Generation Bold, and this is the Fountain of Truth about aging. And on our show today, in honor of the fact that you guys are so active, as our second guest, we're going to have a specialist, a doctor, a leading health physician in the field of sports, sugar control, carbs, with a new drink out that's going to help you be the sports person you want to be, but also going to help you when you fall into that bad trap of high-carb meals or high-sugar meals. It's been a remarkable improvement in the kinds of things you can do for your health, and that's one of the things that we deal with here on the Fountain of Truth. But before that, we have a very important topic. We have an author with us today, Susan Hodges, and she is the author of A Breach of Trust, all the way from Texas, the great state of Texas. You're going to hear that in her voice. She wants to talk to you about guardianship as we age, what could happen in nursing homes, and what you can do about it, and what facilities should be doing about it, and what you should be looking forward to for your loved ones so that they have the best possible stay if they do enter a facility, and, of course, for self-protection. So with Susan Hodges in our corner, we're going to be able to fight the good fights if we need to, but more importantly, we're going to be able to avoid the fights. She's a licensed nursing facility administrator, LNFA, and that is another pride that I have of introducing you to professionals in the field of aging that you may not know exist. You may not know that there are such credentials. So, Susan, thank you so much for being with us today. And let's just start by unpacking that. Licensed Nursing Facility Administrator. Lots of folks don't know that's a specialty. Can you just explain those credentials and what that means?
Yes. First of all, thank you for having me. And LNFA is the acronym for a nursing home administrator. And so that is what the state of Texas does to designate that a person can be a nursing administrator in any nursing facility throughout the state.
So you've seen it all because that's been your profession for a long time. And it moved you to write a book called Breach of Trust, which has to do with guardianship. Now, again, before we talk about the problems, let's talk about the definition. What do you mean by guardianship in the context of the older adult?
What guardianship means is that a person will have to be deemed incompetent by a judge in the court system. And for him to be able to do that, he will have one physician, not two, deem a person incompetent and unable to care for themselves. And in that respect, then a guardianship company will take over all the assets, all the medical care, everything in the life of a person.
And in that case, you have what is basically a stranger, a company, taking care of your money and your person at a time when you may be the most vulnerable. And according to what you're saying here, this can all be on the testimony of one physician. Now, this, you've seen this for many years. It's made your hair stand up. You say it's a very broken system. Let's shatter this right now. What's the problem that you see?
Okay. My problem with this is that I, as a sitting administrator in a nursing home, saw firsthand what damage and how a resident will suffer under this type of situation. First of all, I did notice that the guardians themselves have no idea how to take care of an aged person. They have no medical experience, they're not nurses, and they know nothing about the placement in a nursing home. I have discovered that many guardianship companies have no idea what a nursing home is. They think it is just a home that does not matter what the culture is or what where it is placed. They just will pick any home and put the person in it. They will not be involved with the person. The person will try to get in touch with them, and they're ignored. They think that the nursing home should take care of all the problems, and all their assets are spent. We have no idea where the assets go. And normally, in my situation, they are placed on Medicaid after all the money disappears. So then they are on Medicaid.
So at the end, the taxpayer is paying for companies that are making a profit on the vulnerability of these people. Now, it sounds simply like a very impersonal kind of service, and people get into the courts or companies get into the courts to be appointed. Now, I know in my area, as I'm a lawyer for many, many years, an elder law attorney, Susan, is that there have been corruption where judges were actually paid and, in fact, caught using the same guardian company over and over and over again because there's money in it. Have you seen anything like that? Is that your major issue? Is your major issue that they just don't care for the person? It becomes a piece of paperwork.
Yes, absolutely. I have never had a judge step inside the nursing home that he is, you know, giving the guardianship to put in. He never checks up. You know, he just basically says you're incompetent and then washes his hands. The guardianship program that I was familiar with, the judge ran on this to get reelected, and he was in office for over 25 years. And it was actually his star, you know, his shining star, in other words, to get reelected.
Now let's go back to the money. What about accountability? Let's talk about accountability. We're speaking with Susan Hodges, and she is a licensed nursing home facility administrator, and to some degree we can call her a whistleblower, but not about a particular company, but by a system, a legal system. She's written a wonderful book called Breach of Trust, which you can request at your local library, but you can also request at the bookstore, and you can also, of course, easily enough, go on Amazon.com and get a copy of Breach of Trust. In a minute or two, I'll also give you her website. I'll ask you to give your website, Susan. But first, I do want to go back to this issue of the accountability. So, you know, if you're a trustee of somebody's money, a trustee, not a guardian, you have to account for it. You have quarterly accountings to the beneficiaries. And if you do it wrong, you can be fined, you can be removed, you can even be arrested if you're a crook. But isn't there any accountability of these companies that take over guardianship? Don't they have to, let's say, have an audited statement of their spending and show it to a court or a family member or even the nursing home? Or they just have a, they're just scot-free?
Actually, I do not know the answer to that because the nursing home could not and was not involved in any of the financial assets of the resident. I did try to call on the residents to try to figure out what was going on because they requested that from me because they kept trying to get out under this guardianship, but it is almost impossible to do that. And they kept asking about where are their assets? Where is their money? Why am I placed on Medicaid? And I could not legally, as a sitting administrator, get any of that information. It was withheld from the nursing home. And I do not know who they were giving the audit to, so I have no clue.
So you really, everybody, including the person who is now under the guardianship, really doesn't have a clue in your experience. Now, I do know, and I will say, that a lot of this is regional, specific. You've got some wonderful judges out there, let's be clear. I know Susan believes that as well. There are wonderful judges out there. There's wonderful guardians out there. There's family guardians. There's all kinds of different situations. But there's no doubt in my mind that what Susan is saying is the case for a very large majority of people in this country who end up with these kind of guardianships. Now, do you recall who started the guardianship in the first place? Because there are two kinds. One would be a family member, and the other would be the state or the community or some governmental agency. And when that happens and there's no family members, what Susan is telling you about is very apt to occur, because there's nobody but the victim, we'll say, who is out there advocating for themselves. And if the nursing home can't help or the facility they're in can't help and are locked out, there's really nobody there to fight the fight for them. So, Susan, we're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, we're going to let everybody know where to find the book, A Breach of Trust, because we have two things here. One, we want to prevent anything happening to you or people you love. So go nowhere. That's very important information.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth about Aging. And we're here today with Susan Hodges, and she explained to us that a licensed nursing facility administrator, which she is a unique designation. In her particular state, it's required to be the nursing manager of a nursing home facility. And she's seen it all, and she's written a book called Breach of Trust. And in that book, she covers issues of guardianship, issues of family intervention, what you can do to protect yourself, and some of the hair-raising stories that can happen if you fail to protect yourself. We've been talking only about guardianship, but there's a lot more in the book. So first, Susan, please tell everybody your own website. You can get the book on Amazon or request it at your bookstore. But there is a website. Go ahead with your website, Susan.
Yes, ma'am. The website is www.abreachoftrust2016.com.
It's very simple. It's the name of the book, A Breach of Trust, 2016.com. Now, in that book, there are stories, and some of those stories are ones that are very personal to your experience. Many of them deal with family members. We've been talking about guardianships and lawyers and guardian companies. But tell me what you had said during the break about what you've seen in terms of abuse and exploitation. Sure. Family members.
Yes. I did have a family member, a son, who actually was coming to the facility and checking his mother out. And he was taking her to prostitute her out for drug money. So
now, this is a
family
big
members,
case, but there's a lot of problems with family members in nursing homes. And nursing homes seem like they're mean when they don't want to include family members, but you see a lot.
Yes, I do see a lot. I do see family members coming in and with their siblings and not really thinking about the resident but themselves. And they will fight among themselves in front of mom or dad and just stress the mom and dad out, not understanding that this resident is in this nursing home for a reason. So family members can cause stress, anxiety, and put unwanted, you know, episodes in the room itself, causing, you know, the actual resident to suffer. So we need to be mindful as a family member that mom and dad really need us at this time, and that they need comfort, they need love, and they need understanding. But a lot of times family members will be selfish.
No, I understand. I talk about my relationship with my mother who passed away when I was 60, and I always wanted her to be young, and in a very heartfelt way, not in a bad way. I don't even have siblings. I didn't hold back, but to me, she was still 40 years old. And so I regret being less gentle. I mean, in terms, when I say hold back, if I had a problem, I would tell it to her. That's what I mean by not holding back. Maybe I shouldn't have told her my problems so much. Maybe I should have respected that she was over 90, and she would get more upset about it than she would if she was 60 or 50 or 40. We do forget how fragile elders are. But there's a lot of hair-raising things that are a little bit more painful when you hear about it. Tell us about the residents that were just taken out of the nursing home, just helter-skelter because of this guardianship issues.
Yes. The guardianship company that had three residents in my nursing home got upset with the nursing home. And the nursing staff have to do certain things, like call you at 3 a.m. in the morning and tell you that the resident has a change of condition. Well, they don't want to call at 3 o'clock in the morning. But a nurse's license is on the line, and she has to do that to let you know there is a change of condition. So for any reason, when the guardianship company may get upset with the nursing home, they can come in and yank the resident out, not even explaining that the resident is going to be moved. They have no one there to help the resident through the easy transition from one home to the other. And I had three of them removed. In 24 hours, one of the residents passed away. The stress was just too much. Another resident that was pulled out at the same time passed away in 10 days. And the third one, unfortunately, I never could find out what happened. So they just do not respect what the resident is going through. They are not just a regular person, and they cannot take this type of stress. And moving someone out of a nursing home is stressful.
So what I want to bring out, and one of the things about this show, Susan, and all my listeners, we're cheerleaders for aging, but we also tell the truth about aging. A time comes when we become fragile. I had a friend of mine who's a wonderful leader in the field of geriatrics who said that older folks are like potato chips. They look good, but they break easy. And I've always remembered that. Now, the fact is that we can forget that this could happen to us, that here we are, baby boomers, robust, running around when we're 70 and 80 years old even. But boy, time takes its toll. So what should we do while we're healthy, Susan, to protect ourselves from any of these things happening?
Actually, you can't totally protect yourself. I understand that. But you really, really need to get the community behind you. I mean, talk to your church members, talk to your neighbors. Do whatever you can to try to understand that you do need someone to come in and be your voice. Every resident has residence rights, and those rights are not upheld because we do not understand that the residents are fragile. But the residents' rights are the civil rights of a resident, and they do need to be protected. You need to get a copy of those rights and understand that, you know, this is going to be your rights even when you're in a nursing home. And the more people you talk to and the more people that you can have as an advocate for you, and you too need to become an advocate. I mean, visit a nursing home. See what's going on. Talk to a resident. It will make your day. And that is what a resident misses most, the warm touch or the human touch. And that way they will not feel abandoned and they will still feel needed. So it's up to you to learn about it. You have got to be educated in it. Because honestly, I think that we close our eyes. Even when we drive by a nursing home, we would never want to stop, go in. We don't even want to see the inside. That is
That has to stop. And I'll tell you, though, that we do a lot of consulting with nursing homes that make it very, very off-putting for families to come, because the first thing a new family will come and see is people who are just sitting in wheelchairs doing nothing. And when we have nursing homes that welcome you that way, we know that people are going to reject nursing homes, and things are changing. Nursing homes are becoming very active places to live with a lot of opportunities for play and interaction and technology and networking and thriving. So, as Susan Hodges says, read that A Breach of Trust. Understand your rights. Know what's going on. And then, if you're fortunate enough not to be in a guardianship position, you can select your own nursing home, which will not happen in a guardianship.
You may think anyway. That I'm full
Thank you
of it,
so much, Susan. This has been very enlightening for all.
Me not even a bit, because I am happy
freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello again. And, of course, this is our second segment of Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And this is Adrienne Berg. And I am very excited because on September 15th, two big things are happening. One, I'm turning 69. Two, a brand new, very useful product is coming out called the Swedish Sugar Buster. And we have with us Dr. Charlene Belluzzo, who is going to tell us all about it and what it means to you. And at the beginning of our show, I already teased this because I'm very concerned with health issues for people of a certain age like me and you and the people that you love. And one of the big hidden mysteries of life are what's going on inside our bodies with regard to sugar levels, when we eat the wrong things. Is there anything we can really do to help us out? And while there may be no substitute for knowledge, good nutrition, exercise, and sleep, every once in a while we can use a helping hand. And Dr. Belluzzo has one for us. But before we go into that, Dr. Belluzzo, let's just talk about the problem here, about sugar spikes and what happens inside our body when we're eating the wrong thing. Give us some illumination of what we really should be concerned about so we can fix it.
Very good. So thank you, Andrea, and good morning to all of you that are listening with us. So glad that I am able to join Andrea today and talk to you. Sugar is bad. That's what Andrea was just trying to say. Sugar is the new tobacco. And all of you have heard of this in the media, and you're hearing it and reading it in magazines. Scientists all over the world agree that meals with too much sugar and something called fast carbs that we'll talk about in just a moment put a strain and stress on our bodies.
Now let's talk about those fast carbs, because I think that people are mainlining bread, they're mainlining pasta, they're becoming less and less meat eaters, so they're choosing other foods for that. And I think perhaps they should understand what is this fast carbs, because we may be eating it every day.
Indeed, I would assume that most all of us are eating fast carbs. And fast carbs, what that term really means is when you eat something that has a carbohydrate that metabolizes very quickly in your body, and that blood sugar, that glucose or sugar in your blood, then hits your bloodstream in a blast. It hits it very fast. And it's a high amount of glucose in your bloodstream. And that puts a strain on your system to be able to metabolize that sugar, that glucose in your bloodstream, and bring it into the cell so it can be converted to energy. If you have a strain in that blood sugar being metabolized and converting to energy in the cell, it leads to those spikes in energy, those glucose spikes that give you the highs and the lows that may disrupt your sleep. And the thing that is so critical that I want you to hear is that it's the things that you don't feel and those things that you don't see, the effects of the blood glucose, which are very, very dangerous, because those fast carbs can be damaging your blood vessels and damaging, and over the long term, the damage to the blood vessels can affect your organs, your heart, your kidneys, your eyes, just the general balance of your cells.
Now, of course, one of the things that we're all told is to eat right and so on, but we don't always do it, and even more so. Sometimes we don't always know what's right because every other day a different thing comes up. Caffeine is good, caffeine is bad, you know, this sort of thing. But there are some helps with regard to that. Yeah, but I think it sounded like you wanted to jump in on that one, Charlene.
Oh, I'm sorry for jumping in too quickly.
Go ahead.
So I did want to give you all an idea of what foods, examples of what fast carbs might be. Fast carbs are definitely white breads. White breads are actually faster carbs than even sugar itself. Lots of products that we eat, pizza, burgers, even sushi with white rice is a fast carb. An example of slow carbs would be more, most fruits and most vegetables are slow carbs. Those slow carbs are those that take longer for the body to metabolize that sugar or that glucose, and so they don't hit the bloodstream all at once, and the body has the ability to bring it into the cell and use it for energy.
So, yes, and now that we can understand, I think we kind of know what might be a fast carb. It's the stuff that we think, oh, that'll make us fat. Because we're always, as you say, we're always looking at the external. We're always looking at proof that something is wrong, but we don't realize what's going on internally, silently, and that could be a lot worse. So we understand that there's an issue here, and there are different kinds of supplements and pills and nutritionals and diets. But what Swedish Sugar Buster is, it's kind of interesting because it's something that is a drink that you have with your meal. And before we talk a little bit more about it, the contents of it uses a formula with amino acids and chromium. What are amino acids, and what is the effect of chromium? What exactly is it that it should regulate these spikes?
So amino acids are actually proteins, and there are many different proteins that are the building blocks of our body. And in this particular good idea drink that we're talking about today, there are five essential amino acids that have been tested for 8 years at the University of Lund in Sweden, and both laboratory tested and clinically tested to balance those amino acids so that there is an ideal composition to help manage that process of bringing the glucose into the cell. Chromium is a mineral. It's a transport mineral, and it's been proven, scientifically proven, to be able to assist that process of supporting the glucose metabolism and bringing it into your cell and using it. So through these many years of testing, this particular blend of amino acids, the proteins that are building blocks, these five amino acids, and assisted and supported by the chromium, this formula has proven to actually facilitate this process of using the energy from the glucose in an effective way in the body, in the way that our bodies were designed to use this type of glucose energy.
You know, it's interesting. We're talking to Dr. Charlene Abeluzzo, and she is very much in favor of a new product. It's called Good Idea. Also called the Swedish Sugar Buster. That's a little bit of marketing, but the fact is it's a very serious product. We're going to tell you how you could get it. It doesn't come out until September 15th, and we do try to be cutting edge here. But I'll tell you something, Doctor. I use chromium in a funny way, and as you're telling me this, it's really resonating with me. I belong to a group. We're long-distance walkers, and we'll walk 20 to 30 miles in a day. Even on our celebration, we walk 50. And
wow.
We take...
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. It is great, and it's made my life very, very wonderful, to be honest with you. I don't think I'd be as healthy and active as I am without that, because I'm no sports person. I was the kid who they wouldn't put on the team. So, you know, now I have a sport. But we use, in our water, we put in potassium, magnesium, and chromium. And without eating very much, I never lose stamina. And I'm thinking that a Good Idea drink might actually have that effect as well. I'm looking forward to that. But, of course, I understand that its major reason is to prevent these spikes. Now,
yes, and if you look at it, and looking at exactly what you're saying, the secret really is, if you want to change the way you eat and the way you feel, change the way you drink. I think you just gave the perfect example with your walking group. So that is key, that you have an opportunity to really change a habit by changing what you drink and when you drink it.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about before we finish this segment. You know, we get a lot of good stuff. This morning I was spritzing turmeric into the side of my cheek because I don't have enough turmeric. I heard it's a good thing. I don't even know if I use
yes.
it right. I don't know if I use it right. I'm trying to read the directions in French. But anyway, with this good idea drink, what is the best way, the most effective way? When we come back, we're going to talk about how you should be taking these things. We have some wonderful things out there that can improve our health, increase our longevity, enhance our life, help us thrive. But as my mother used to say, I have the healthiest closet in America. If it's just sitting in your refrigerator or it's just in your closet, it's not going to do you any good. So we're going to talk with the doctor, public health expert. How we should minister these things to ourselves. It's a good idea.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. It is the only show in the United States that deals with aging, and only aging. And it is amazing to me because not only is aging something that is happening to every one of us from the moment we are born, so aging is not for the old. It's a dynamic. And not only is our longevity increasing, but believe it or not, aging has become a business sector. Yeah. We used to have 200 business sectors that you can invest in. Now there's 201. One of them is the business of aging. And a lot of that has to do with pharmaceuticals, health care, staying healthy, and prevention. And we're all about prevention. And Dr. Charlene Belluzzo is here with us. She's a public health expert, not only in the United States, but in other parts of the country, other parts of the world. And one of the things that she advocates is to avoid those sugar spikes. They're not easy to avoid. We eat too much carbs, as she says, particularly fast carbs, which she has defined for us, including pizza and white bread. And there's a new drink called Good Idea, Swedish Sugar Buster, that is about to come out. We try to be cutting edge and let you know. It's coming out September 15th. We also will tell you that we receive no compensation in any way, shape, or form from any of the products we tell you about. It's because we think that they have some merit in and could be helpful to you. We don't stand behind them. They're not our company. But they really do address at least an issue that we would like to raise consciousness on, and this certainly is. So let's go back to the doctor. I know that people are going to be interested in finding out about the product. Is there a website that they could go to?
Yes, of course. And the website is very easy to remember. The product is Good Idea, which it is, a good idea. So the website is www.goodideadrinks.com. And the three words, good idea drinks, are continual. So www.goodideadrinks.com, drinks with an S.
Right, so now what I wanted to do, and I was talking about this with the doctor during our break, was we do bring a lot of interesting products, I'll call them, whether they're supplements, whether they're equipment, to the fore for people to understand. And then I find that when they do buy any of these things, it sits there, or they're not quite sure how to use it. I try most of the things we talk about on the air myself, and I don't always know how to use it. So, and you have said, Doctor, that particularly with this, it's important to do it the right way. So what's the right way with Good Idea?
Andrea, you're completely right. It is critical with this particular product to get the positive effects. For a Good Idea to affect the blood sugar, there is a specific way we need to take it. And the way that that is slightly before a meal and during a meal that has carbohydrates in it. Now, they could be fast carbohydrates like we've been talking about, and they could be slower carbohydrates that are maybe have more fiber and they're slower to process. Either way, it's critical that to have the glucose or the blood sugar positive effects, to drink the can of Good Idea, part of it slightly before the meal and the rest of the can with the meal. We scientifically formulated the dose of the drink to match what would be the ideal dosage of the amino acids and chromium, as we described just a little bit ago. And so one can, slightly before your meal and with your meal, is all that it takes. Now, bear in mind that it's a sugar-free, non-sweetened, natural-flavored sparkling water, which is very refreshing and tastes very light and very good. And so there is no harm to drink it as a beverage at other times. There is no problem as if you were drinking any other carbonated water drink, but you just won't have the glucose effect unless there's actually food or a meal that has the glucose in your system. And that's the way it is. Please remember that health is perfect cellular balance. When your cells are in perfect balance, then wastes are taken away and they function well and we have energy and we're able to feed our muscles and our nerves. And that is the what we're trying to achieve, is when having a meal, we would like to balance that blood sugar so we're ideally supporting health.
So I'm going to bring in the D word, which we didn't discuss before. Is this indicated, contraindicated, or neutral for somebody who's diabetic? Because they have sugar.
Well, this is a very important question. Both for those who have been diagnosed with diabetes, more than 29 million people in America, but even more so, the 86 million people who are pre-diabetic, and 9 out of 10 individuals in America do not know they're pre-diabetic. So this is critically important that we're not only caring about this blood glucose for our weight management and balancing the sugar spikes, because when we have those spikes, we might not feel good, but we're really looking at those types of things that we're not seeing underneath. And as you say, the diabetes and the pre-diabetes conditions are very, very, very serious here in America. Now, Good Idea has been tested only in pre-diabetic and healthy individuals. We're not a drug. There is nothing bad about if you have diabetes drinking it, but that's not where our research has been focused right now. In the future, yes, but right now we're wanting to prevent diabetes and support that process. And we're wanting to address those of you that feel good and want to maintain that healthy lifestyle and feel even better.
So I'm really looking forward to this because I'm an experimenter. Everybody knows I try stuff all the time, which is why I'm reading a turmeric thing in French. And I'm so glad that you told us how to use this, because that particular thing says take 4 sprays in your mouth. Do I know if it's 4 at the same time or 4 do it throughout the day? I don't know. So it's wonderful that Good Idea, Swedish Sugar Buster, coming out September 15th, and you know the protocol. We all know the protocol. Thank you so much. You know what I'm going to say to everybody? Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,